This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us off-grid Montana. Kyle's with us on the phone. Two USA Prepares instructors, two of my wonderful friends, dear friends. And class, the three of us think alike. And I've got to tell you that a lot of the things that we talk about, I get phone calls from other instructors, and we're all on the same page within just a couple hours of each other. I was talking with Joey last night about the same kinds of topics. Now, let me just put in perspective what Kyle said. Kyle, I think you've piqued a lot of interest. So I've never done either of these two things that I'm going to tell you about, but just as a comparison class, let's say you were in the city or in the suburbs and you wanted to have a color coordinated front load washer dryer set, you know, with the pedestals all set up to $2,500. Kyle built a cabin for less than that. Right? How about granite countertops? I looked up the average cost of granite countertops. Now hold on to your hat. $23,334. Now, this is not the cabinets. This is just the countertop. $23,334. You could get 14 of Kyle's cabins for the amount that you would spend on the average granite countertop.
Keeping up with the Joneses syndrome has gone. That's what's created so many bankruptcies and delinquencies because people are over leveraged. Now, Vince, we have to put a little disclaimer or caveat in here. First of all, regarding Kyle, just think he's an electrician. He's lived off grid, and now he has a hybrid system where he has off grid and on grid options, as you do. But you know, folks, there's certain criteria that it really depends on what your situation is. It could be capital resources, it could be skill sets, it could be willingness to change and adapt to a new lifestyle, it could be your age, it could be your health. But don't confuse criteria with excuses. Because if you were an electrician like Kyle, just think what you could do regarding off-grid living or live in a hybrid situation where you can control your own destiny and not be subjected to an EMP. But really what this lifestyle offers, it offers you options, but it offers you the frugality and the skill sets to live with less cost, which means less leverage, less delinquencies, less bankruptcies, things of that nature. Vince?
I've got a question for Kyle. So, Kyle, it seems like all three of us have done something very similar. I bought 33 acres, I believe, on the top of a mountain in West Virginia, and the cost was $33,000. And we built a cabin on there. By the time we were done, we probably had, let's say, $50,000 with the 33 acres and the cabin and the well and a septic system, all for $50,000. Taxes, I believe, were in the neighborhood of $30 a year. Now, had I ever built a cabin before? No. Had I ever wired a complete building before? No. But what I did was I bought some books. I bought some books on plumbing, put in the plumbing system, put in all of it, every bit of it. sheetrocked it, insulated it, wired it, built a kitchen, put in the cabinets, put in the floor, put in a heating system, put in a wood stove, a chimney, everything you could possibly think of that you would need, we did, for about $50,000. So I bought the books on how to do it, and I read them cover to cover to cover many times, and then I started working on it. Worked on it with the family. Mrs. Finelli's on the ladder. We hung the siding, hardy plank siding, which is concrete board, fairly fire resistant. Actually, I don't think you can burn it if you had to. Steel roof, the kind of things that you're talking about. But you have to have the desire. Kyle, what kind of skill set would you say a person would need to do what you've done, what Rich has done, what I've done? How would you look at that as a tradesman?
I think more than anything else, Vince, and I think you're going to say absolutely true when I say this, more than anything else, all you need inside of you is the desire to say, you know what? I'm not stupid. I can figure it out.
Absolutely true.
And it don't matter what it is. It really doesn't. You know, and what you do, you know, when I was a kid, I did not know much about automobiles. My dad taught me a few things. He was a little kind of a shade tree mechanic. But when it come to actually building, you know, rebuilding engines or rebuilding transmissions or changing clutches and all that stuff, he didn't know much about a lot of that. He didn't know a lot about it, but he knew a little bit about a lot of it. And so I would tag along and I'd watch and I'd learn in a little bit. And then when I grew up, I started doing a lot of it, because when you get a little bit under your belt, it gives you confidence to think to yourself, you know, I figured that out. I can figure out XYZ here. You know, it just takes time. And it takes me, like you said, I've got a virtual blooming library. Literally boxes and boxes and boxes of books on almost anything you can imagine, from smoking meat and everything to rebuilding engines, to wiring houses, to plumbing houses. I've got so many blooming books it ain't even funny. And just like you, I read it before I go try to do it, because whether you can remember it or not is irrelevant. If you've got a book, you can go back and reference. And the things you learn about how to pound nails, you learn about, you've never used the air nailer. Okay, you're going to build something. Man, it saves you a bunch of time if you can afford about $200 for an air nailer and a small compressor. Oh, I don't know how to handle an air nailer. That scares the fire out of me, you might say. Well, look at it on YouTube. It's simple as pie. You just got to be a little bit careful. Don't be stupid, you know, and you'll learn. You're going to make mistakes, and then you're going to tell yourself, man, what a dumb thing I just did. I guarantee you I've done that probably 100 times in my lifetime. What a dumb thing that was. But I guarantee you something. I didn't go back and do it again. You know, it's just a matter of learning and adapting and the enjoyment factor. My wife and I, we just planted probably close to 200 plants and put seeds in the ground for another 200 at least more of different plants that we want to grow in our garden. And where we tired and sore and crackety creakety for 2 days afterwards, 3 days even, yes. But I'll guarantee you, when we see this stuff coming up, it is so stinking satisfying. Everybody looks and they're so wowed about all this stuff, but it really is nothing but desire, folks. It's just having the will inside of you to break out of the matrix that you've been raised in, the septic tank that you're used to get out and be able to smell some fresh air and enjoy life. Just like Rich has been saying, we don't have goats anymore. We did have goats, and we had horses and hogs and all of those things. We did a lot of that. We just, right now, what we really enjoy is our chickens and our ducks and our garden. And you can adapt to those things. I love the, my wife and I just were laughing at Rich when he was talking about the little goats doing the grasshopper hop and then they go into the bucking horse hop, and we laughed about that kind of stuff. We used to love to watch the little horse colts hit the ground, you know, jumping and kicking and running around, and the goats doing the same thing. Even the chickens, you know, you watch these two, these young roosters coming up, and they're trying to figure out who's tough and who ain't, and, you know, they're going to go figure out a pecking order on everything, and it's just great stuff. It's so, I've got a new pup now that's a mini Aussie. I love taking him outside and watching him learn and start smelling and watching and wanting to herd them chickens and run around the run like a his legs were on fire. You know, it's just hilarious. Stuff like that makes life so much nicer. It's just so worth it.
You're absolutely right, Kyle. And just to put an exclamation point on what you said, when our son and I were building, he was 15 years old when we started building this house in Missouri, our farmhouse. I knew I was going to be pounding a lot of nails, and my favorite hammer is an S-wing hammer. But I knew that I wouldn't get enough nails in fast enough. So I bought one of those air-powered framing nailers. It was $59, and I found a good deal on it. I bought that. I bought a 60-gallon cast iron pump compressor for $350, and I bought the hose and the fittings for $20, a quarter-inch really flexible 50-foot hose. And then I bought case after case after case of these framing nails, and we just went to town. And you're absolutely right, it saved so much labor, so much time. It was really cost effective. And do I think I can sell that framing hammer now for almost as much as I paid for it? Absolutely. Can I sell the compressor if I wanted to? Absolutely. So before we had a house, we had a nailer, a hose, and a compressor, because I learned a long time ago that I used to buy the tools I needed after I did the job. After I did the job. I don't do that anymore.
Me either.
Isn't that true, Kyle?
That right. Is so true.
Yeah.
I guarantee you do it wrong or you do it the hard way a few times. One of the advantages of age is that you can look at a job and say, crying out loud, if I had this or that or an impact driver or whatever, you know, man, that'd make this job a lot easier. And boy, I'll tell you what, you just go for it.
Yeah, and if you plan ahead, and if you don't impulse buy, you can probably pay, I don't know, maybe 25% of what the guy who doesn't plan pays. Literally.
At least.
Yep. Kyle, would you like to stay with us?
No, I'll let Rich get on. I know he does a lot of prep for the show. I'll let you guys go. Thanks.
Kyle, thank you so much. Rich and I'll be right back.
Valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher.
It looks like we've got somebody on hold.
Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheban's with us in Montana, offgridmontana.com. Mark in Western New York. Welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban and me.
Hey, good morning. I'll try and make it quick so Rich can get on with his diatribe. Hey, regarding the universal hydraulic fluid, that container, will it say anywhere on it that it was a Citgo product?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but I can tell you this. If you do a search on Orscheln, O-R, let's see. Let me go back to exactly where I was. Let me just one second. O-R-S-C-H-E-L-N, O-R-S-C-H-E-L-N, and then 303, and then write false advertising. You'll find an article that has, it's at classactionreporter.com, and it'll tell you about the 303, we'll call that spec in quote, hydraulic fluid, we'll call that in quotes too, because it's really not, it's just, it's substandard petroleum. It is a real problem. Have you bought this yellow bucket garbage as well?
My neighbor has the yellow bucket with a green lid.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I'm not. It didn't say Citgo anywhere's on it. Now I wrote down O R S C H. What's after that?
Okay. O R S C H E O-R-S-C-H-E-L-N. O-R-S-C-H-E-L-N. And it's called, and they have the nerve to say Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. It's also known as MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. And it was sold in Missouri, and it's banned in Missouri. Orscheln is undergoing class action suit for false advertising. And this is, for me, I am furious. My question to Orscheln Farm and Home is, why did you do this to me? Now, I don't mean me, just Vincent Finelli. I mean, why did you do this to all of these individuals? How much greed do you need to have to sell a substandard product that will destroy our tractors, front-end loaders, bulldozers, and all backhoe, spreader trucks? I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment damage right here on our farm. It's an outrage.
It's not just the farmers either. I mean, how many people out there have gas-powered log splitters?
Yes, no? And probably those who have those zero-turn mowers that have hydraulic drives, or let's say a little Cub Cadet where you press on the go pedal, you know, the forward pedal, and you start going forward, you press on the rear pedal, and it's got a hydraulic drive as well. So, and this is called like a universal hydraulic fluid. And it's not. It's absent the additives that prevent wear. So we were breaking hydraulic hoses like crazy. We had foaming. Our hydraulic fluid in our Deutz Far tractor would foam. And there's a plastic fill plug with a dipstick in the differential in the rear, right behind the driver's seat. And the hydraulic fluid would foam and come foaming out, kind of like you're making an overflowing latte. So you know, class, you know that air doesn't lubricate very well. So if you have bubbles and foam as the lubricant, you've got metal-to-metal wear, fast wear. As a matter of fact, let me just say this. The reason that your owner's manual on your automobile engine, or your lawnmower engine, or your log splitter engine, or your rototiller engine, or your any of these engines that are gasoline powered, four cycle, they tell you don't overfill the crankcase. Don't put too much oil in it. Don't overfill it. The reason is because the crankshaft and the connecting rods will run into that overfilled oil and it'll froth it up. And foam doesn't lubricate very well. But that's in an automobile engine. What I'm saying is this 303 did that. It foamed. Mark, would you like to stay with us and hear the rest of the story?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The House Judiciary Committee is meeting at this hour, but former White House counsel Don McGahn has ignored a House subpoena to testify there about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report after the White House instructed McGahn not to testify. Now McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. New York's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio recently announcing he's running for president, and it drew some strong reactions, negative ones, from many members of the media, from the New York Post to Fox News. De Blasio says,
"To me, that's like a walk in the park. I didn't even notice that, because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, with the number one terror target in America."
De Blasio speaking on CNN this morning. Two people have been killed in the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska within the past week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, very quick comment. Mark in Western New York called, and he heard us talking about the yellow buckets of Orscheln / Citgo 303 hydraulic fluid. It's been banned in Missouri and two other states. Not because of EPA regulations, but because it didn't meet its claims. It contains DROM, which is dark recycled reworked oil mix. as well as line flush fluid, flushing the lines of oil production. This is a substandard product. We've been lied to. We've been fleeced. We've been hosed. We've been conned by Orscheln and Citgo. But O'Reilly sold this stuff. Walmart sold this stuff. And Smitty's and Tractor Supply sold it. So if you have this 303 hydraulic, alleged hydraulic fluid, or labeled 5-gallon buckets labeled 303 hydraulic fluid, be very careful and do a search on the internet. Do a search. I'm going to give you a phone number for the law firm to call, the one that I'm involved with. They called me. They found out that I called Citgo's engineers about the problems I was having with this hydraulic fluid, and I think there are two complaints to the Citgo engineers, and they found them. One of them happened to be mine as a result of my frustration with this hydraulic fluid not working. Now, I want you to think about this. How would somebody figure out that the lubricant that you put in the tractor is not working? Well, I figured it out because of the number of failures that we've had. And I figured it's going to cost us $22,500 to flush all this material out of our equipment. But that doesn't include the damage that's been done to all of our equipment. I've got this crap in all of our equipment. Our tractors, our bulldozer, our backhoe, our spreader tractor. Spreader truck. When I say spreader truck, I'm talking about a huge truck. A huge truck. Not a pickup truck. A huge truck that holds tons and tons of lime to spread on our fields. It's in that too. So here's the number, 816-595-7721, and ask for Dirk Hubbard. Dirk Hubbard is the attorney who called me because he found my correspondence with the Citgo lubrication engineers, complaining, asking what the heck is going on with this fluid. So if you've got a yellow bucket of this stuff, get on board and let's take these guys down. And I mean it. I'm livid at Orscheln. Orscheln fleeced me and you. Who do they think they are? Let's take them down. And I mean it. I mean it. I hate it. I hate it when the little guy, the bottom 93%, is fleeced by the big guys. Let's take them down. I don't mean kill them, but I mean let's put them out of business. Let's get the CEO fired. The engineering staff fired, all the vice presidents fired, the board of directors disbanded, all without any compensation. Strip them of their pensions and perks. They all get nothing. They need to be fired immediately for fleecing us and causing damage, widespread damage across the United States of America, especially to farmers and people who use heavy equipment. I'm talking about road construction people. I'm talking about crane operators. I'm talking about all kinds of heavy equipment. These guys fleeced us. Citgo, owned by the state government. Rich, any comments before we continue?
I would just like to finish the point I made a couple of segments ago, if that's okay with
sure.
you.
Sure, please do.
Okay. I think there's so many reasons, folks, why we need to move rural and leave urban suburban areas. First of all, 90% of people live urban suburban. Just think what it would do to our GDP or whatever unit of measure they use for growth in helping out America. We have a huge pension crisis in a lot of these so-called blue states. You know, there's an article here, illegal alien convicted of raping dog to death, released by sanctuary state. I believe this is in Oregon. So these blue indebted states, whether it be sanctuary cities or sanctuary states, basically anything goes. People that just want to be able to control their own destiny. You know, when Kyle was on just now, he talked about a garden, which we talk about all the time. What about the pesticides and the GMO foods that you buy in the store, which contributes to DNA changes and cancer? What about smart meters and the health and privacy risk with that. I bet you most of the people listening to the show right now has a smart meter in their house or apartment. Or how about 5G technology flooding urban and suburban areas and the health risks with that? You know, they mentioned a wood splitter was mentioned a couple times today, Vince. I have, sometimes people have know different things and have different skills. I took my wood splitter over a week ago to get fixed. It's about a 10-year-old splitter, and the small engine mechanic who went to school for it could not figure it out. So I thought I was going to have to spend another almost $2,000 on a, it was a 10.5 horsepower, 28-ton wood splitter. Well, I took it to another guy who I just thought, his name is Kyle West. He lives here in Eureka, Montana, in northwest Montana. He took 5 minutes and figured it out that the rubber boot jack, if you will, that covers the spark plug had a hole in it. So he put insulation on the inside and put more rubber on the outside, and it works great. He spent 5 minutes and fixed it, where I had it for a week, week and a half at this other guy who couldn't pull it off. And it just shows that it's not that the other guy was bad or didn't have certain skill sets that Kyle West has. It's just that different people know different things. And I want to, Kyle, in case you this gets back to you, I want to thank you very much for what you did. You saved me at least $1,800. Now, going back to what people are doing for land, Vince, you know, the young can get one of these guest cabins delivered. They can put it in a wood stove. They can insulate it while they're living in it, do gravity feed water. And if their physical situation improves, then they can make that their little guest cabin and build their main house down the road. What's really getting popular as well for the older retirees, they're building barns, like metal barns, putting an 800-square-foot apartment inside, and they're driving their RV, their fifth wheel, their trailer, whatever they're using, and doing a little travel around the around North America. And in the meantime, they have low taxation insurance because they're being taxed at a barn rate, and they have their little apartment inside their barn so they can be semi-nomadic. So people are acquiring new skill sets, Vince. They are starting to think outside the box. They're trying to be debt-free, and they definitely want to have life and to have freedom and to avoid the bankruptcies and being over-leveraged. So what, I'm going to give a couple hints here because we don't have a lot of time. I'm going to shortcut some of the information I was going to give. It's so important, folks, if you buy a bigger chunk of land, let's say like a 20-acre parcel, if there's a little parcel, if you buy a 100-acre parcel, doesn't matter. If there's a small parcel adjacent to it, buy the small parcel. Let me tell you why. Because most states have what's called a property boundary realignment or readjustment. So if you buy, let's say, a 20-acre parcel and a 1-acre parcel, you can make that two tens if you want. You can do a boundary line readjustment and literally not have to go through subdivision review. And it doesn't have to be two parcels. It could be three. It could be five. And you can basically readjust or realign the property boundaries and make whatever size lots you want. And there's so many different ways to avoid going through a subdivision review, because when you go through a subdivision review, these days in most states you got to have your roads up to engineering par, you got to have a certain width, a certain base, a certain gravel, you got to have your septics approved. You know, here in northwest Montana, if you have 20 acres, you don't even need an approved septic. You can just put your septic in your drain field and your well wherever you desire based on where you want to put your main house. So I think that's what a lot of people need to be considered. And a lot of realtors, too, folks, are not, you know, they grew up in urban suburban areas, even here in Montana, and they use the term usable land. Okay, what usable land means, or what it implies, is that if it's not flat, you can't use it. That's the biggest bunch of buoy I've ever heard. You want as much varied topography as you can get. You want ridges. You want draws. You want rock. You want trees. You want places for animals to hide. You want different types of edible and medicinal plants that occur on northern slopes and southern slopes. It's not want just views. You want varied topography. Even if there's no flat ground, I've seen people with a bulldozer or a backhoe easily make a couple of put a couple of foundations or home sites in very easily by doing that. So you don't, and I've seen beautiful, gorgeous gardens on southern slopes that are tiered. You know, a home site does not take a big footprint. So I want you to keep in mind when realtors say usable land, don't let that scare you from looking at it. Because it's just like walking into a home. Some people want it turnkey because they don't have the foresight, the ingenuity, the ability to see where you could put what. I want bare land so I can build where I want, what I want, and do it my way. And that's exactly what I did here. And that's one of the suggestions that I'm giving, especially to you young folks, in lieu of going to college and wasting your money, losing your ability to get time leverage on your assets, because when you come out and you're in debt, which is what the powers that be want, that's how you're controlled, then they make you rent for a few years because you got to pay back your school loans as well. Now, because of political correctness and outsourcing, all the things that we've talked about over the years, it's getting tougher and tougher to find good jobs as we enter this gig economy. So think outside the box, folks. Think skill sets. Think animals. Think solar. Think off-grid. Think hunting and fishing. Think raising animals. Think growing your own produce. It's a great life. Vince?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about buying undamaged land, raw land, and make your own mistakes. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
UpGridMontana.com. We're talking about raw land or bare land. I absolutely positively agree with Rich Sheban. Unimproved land, not damaged land. So when you're looking, look for land that, you know, I wouldn't buy land that's been planted in corn or tobacco and all the nutrients have been withdrawn from the land. I would want varied rolling land. I'd like hills, valleys, so the water can run off. Now, let me share this with you. I know of a couple locations where people have springs coming right out of the ground. And it used to be, at preparedness expos, the instructors, I'm not talking about our instructors necessarily, but other instructors would say, that's what you want. You want water coming out of the ground. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if you have water coming out of the ground, it's probably contaminated with bacteria. Absolutely. Okay? So you'd have to treat it all the time anyway. And then if you build your house, you know, where that spring is, if you put a basement in that location, it's going to flood. And you can't put a swimming pool, a concrete swimming pool in there either, because it's going to crack. So when we built our house, we have it. It's in the Ozarks, and the land rolls, and we didn't put the house at the bottom of the hill. We put the house at the top of the hill, and we don't have problems with our basement flooding because it's higher than the water table. Now, as far as water, how do you get water? You drill a well, and then you can have good water, but of course you'll have to have electricity, but you'll have good water compared to rainwater. or, you know, running off the roof, or springs. I don't know of a single spring that's not contaminated with biologicals. I don't know of one. Rich, any comments on that?
Well, all I know is we can't count on the system. It's too corrupt. There's three articles right here in front of me. It's on goldsilver.com. St. Louis Fed promotes still more free money for banks and hiding it all. Next article, Deutsche Bank death spiral hits historic low. Next article, China is on a long march signaling no end to trade war soon. Folks, the point is, do you really, in such a corrupt, manipulated society, where all the money from the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners, has been funneled to the very super wealthy, and they basically haven't even worked. You know, they money that could help the people. It's kind of like the Army Corps of Engineers that spent $60 billion to protect New Orleans from a flood that may happen in the next 50 years to protect less than 400,000 people. And Trump's wall would cost about $6 billion only compared to $60 billion to protect over 330 million people from crimes that are happening now, not to mention all the excess costs and the drugs and the murders and the rapes. I mean, we lose, 80,000 people a year to drug use? I mean, my point is, folks, we're going to have to vote with our feet. We can't count on the Fed. We can't count on the corrupt system. It's all designed to keep you as slaves, to keep you under their finger. It's designed to surveil you, to censor you, and we are living in a big bubble for just about everything, which we've talked about in great specificity on this show. The point is, we need to start thinking differently. We need to start regaining those lost 19th century skills and dovetailing them with 21st century technology, because everything is being held up by phony. Everything is false. All the information is for hire. And we need to start going back to thinking about the basics. Being debt-free. Gaining skill sets. Food. And the average American has, 9 days or 9 meals of food? That's definitely unacceptable. So we need to start thinking differently, Vince.
Quick comment. You and I have been advocating make your own mistakes. Buy land and build your own home. Whether you hire a contractor, but go through the plans, make sure you get it the way you want it, versus buy someone else's mistakes. I have yet to see another house that was built properly. I haven't seen one. I haven't owned one. The only one that comes close is the one that I'm in. I haven't seen yours, Rich, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty darn good. But would you agree, make your own mistakes?
Absolutely. It's called learning curve.
Yeah. And you'll make very few of them, class, if you take your time and you do the research.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.